Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm with you on not like, okay, COVID's real, but like, it's just like the flu at this point to me. I'm like, I'm not going to go fucking take a test. Like, I'm sick. I'm not going to go anywhere.
Like, yeah. That, like, and I think I even have a test. And I'm like, what am I going to do if I have it? I'm not going to get on Paxlovid.
No, you just like write it out.
Write it out. And it's pretty mild. Yeah, it's pretty mild. It's just like a low grade fever. And I'm not kidding. The fatigue. I've never fatigued like this before in my life.
Yeah, when I had COVID a month or two ago? Man, it does knock you off your feet. But like, also, it's probably the only illness that you like. Everyone's just like, yes, please, just lay down for a few days. So yeah. That's also nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Yeah. Recording from my bed again today for those who are not watching. I'm not even kidding. I was like, do I even want to cover part 3 of the fucking Beverly Hills reunion? I was so mad about it. I was so insulted when Kyle had the nerve.
Yes. Yes. It was crazy because
she had nerve.
Yeah. It was really hard because, you know, we usually record, yes, like on Thursdays. And so I was trying not to look at anybody's content. So I didn't. Like form any, I didn't want to get anybody's in my head, but like whenever anybody was about to cover it, I could just hear the Kyle, like just the anger that people had. I was like, okay, she did something. Kyle done fucked up. She did.
Well, let's start with Miami because Miami was like a cute wrap up, you know, whatever. And like, I just want to kind of go off about Beverly Hills after that.
Oh yes. I love when you go off. Hi, kitty cat.
Kitty cat. I know. They were for the Vanderpump. They were there the whole time. It was so cute. Like,
oh, I didn't even notice the other one there.
Oh, yeah. So for those who can't see, this is Penny right here because she really just blends in with this blanket.
Yeah, I thought that was the blanket until.
Yeah, she blends in with the blanket. Okay. Obsessed with Gertie and also Julia straight up telling Larsa, we know you had a BBL.
Yeah.
Like, let's finally just stop lying, Larsa. Stop telling us you didn't have a BBL.
It's Larsa's level of delusion is impressive because she just decides like her old life doesn't exist and that she's living in a brand new like realm and reality. Because it's like there are photos of you. Like, you can't get what you have no matter how much you work out. No. So, no. Like, it's the
most unnatural
impossible.
Looking thing, girl.
There's nothing like no amount of squats, deadlifts, no. None of that's going to achieve that. And I know you are not squatting at the gym, bitch.
Yeah, she said, was it last year or the first season? Obviously, it's come up multiple times. But she said, she's like, I work out really hard. I work out really hard. That's what's so fucked up about stuff like that, though, is these are prime examples of people getting impractical body expectations and blaming themselves for not, you know, getting the achieving the results that they see on TV. That's like the reason we want people to be honest about it is because the layman that doesn't know that that is a BBL 100% is like, oh, I can get there. And it's not real. And it's just crazy that you're lying right in our face. Like we don't, like we see it.
And it's like, okay, I could kind of get it back like even 6 years ago maybe when I feel like still did shame people for modifying their bodies and stuff like that. So I could understand people not really wanting to be open about that because of the stigma attached. But we're in such a time where it's like, I would say people are like really encouraging, like, okay, but just like tell me your journey, like take me on your journey. Like if you're going to do that, like I'm not going to be a hater, but you're not going to lie in my face. You're not going to do that. And it is important because there are like the person in like maybe a small town that doesn't like that's just not, you know, hip to what these people in LA do. They're like, oh, my gosh, I just can't get I'm not working hard enough.
Yeah. And you know who did I liked this post? Portia. Not too long. Maybe. No, actually, it might have been a while ago now. But she posted a picture of herself with her FUPA. And she was like, this is what a normal body looks like if you want that. If you want this ass and you don't want to get surgery, it will usually come with a little bit of a FUPA. This is what reality looks like. So if you see someone, Larsa, with like a super, super tight, taut tummy and a big old ass like this, it's a BBL. Did you watch the Teen Mom episodes when Jade got the BBL?
No, I fell off a Teen Mom a long time ago.
Oh, my God. It makes you never want to get a BBL.
Well, I went down a whole rabbit hole of, like, watching people get BBLs online. And
you did?
Oh, yes. Like, especially when they first became popular, because I was so interested. I would never get one.
No.
Well, I
mean,
I would not get one, but I think when it first came out, I was interested. I was just like, what is this thing? And so, but like, it's so dangerous. And like, most people obviously go overseas. And, but this is the stupid part. Like, people go overseas and you're not supposed to leave. You're supposed to wait like a few weeks because it's so dangerous. You know, and some of these people like going straight up on the plane, like right after. I'm like, you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
So dangerous.
Yeah.
My sister got one.
She did?
I hope she didn't listen to this. Yes.
Was it a harrowing recovery process?
I have no idea. I never talked to her about it. My dad told me about it before he died. And like literally randomly, he was just on the phone with me. He was like, your sister got one of those BBLs.
Shut up. Was it recent? Like,
it was probably like, I want to say like maybe a year and a half ago.
He just called her out.
I know. He just like dropped that nugget. I was like, how do you know? And she was like, oh, because I saw the little, she's wearing the thing after the surgery stuff. Yeah. I was like, okay. My sister is like, she's young and she's like 24 and she's into all of that kind of stuff. Like she looks like those like, and she's one of those Instagram girls.
She looks like, okay. Oh, she is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Huge following.
Oh, why do I not know this, Pia? I feel like you've like, how did you keep this from me this entire time?
Yeah, we used to look alike. Not anymore. She makes me feel ugly. She used to be like, oh, she used to like be like, I love looking like you.
Does
apparently
she
not.
Have, does she get, does she do like lip filler and all that?
Yep. The whole nine yards.
I'm really thinking
she just had a baby too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like she ruined her BBL.
I feel like she like, when she, like, she didn't even look like she was pregnant.
Oh, one of those. What a blessing.
I know, what a blessing.
Right? Those people that, you know who's making it look easy? Nicole from Miami.
Yeah.
She's like, she just got a cute little bump in the front. That's it.
I love that. I feel like that's not going to be me. I feel like I'm gonna look miserable and tired, and I'm just going to eat a lot of Taco Bell because I can and no one can say anything to me.
I don't know, Pia. I actually envision you being like a mom that has it easy.
Really?
Well, you do have tough periods.
But you know what, though? I feel like because I have tough periods, I feel like my labor will be fine because I'm just so used to being in pain all the time.
Oh, no, labor, I think you'll be fine. I mean, like, the pregnancy itself. I feel like that's, I wonder if that's connected, you know, because some people, some people just fly on through a pregnancy, like, it's just like Lala.
Yeah.
Lala she had, like, good. No complications whatsoever. Lala's also going to be that person that just, like, has a little bump.
Yeah, I mean, remember her first pregnancy? Like, that's, Ocean was only, and because I listened to her podcast, I hate listening to it.
Well, I listened to it recently. I listened to the most recent one. I skipped through so much of it, though.
I listened to it from beginning to end, girl.
Oh, God, torture yourself.
I probably religiously listened to it since Scandoval, just because I started there, and then my thing just plays it. And then now I'm like, I guess I just listen to it. I guess that's what I do now in the car.
Ugh. Sorry,
Sheena's, I have to skip.
I listened to it just because I wanted to hear what she was saying about the episode. And that Jess girl.
Didn't I tell you about her?
I already knew she sucked, but like I thought that there were reviews that they were trying to adhere to, or it was like, tell Jess to stop kissing Lala's ass. It's really weird. Well, and she doesn't stop.
You know what they did? They brought, that's when I felt like when it was at the height of the hating on Jess, like people wrote articles because I remember she complained about it once on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I think that's when she brought in her brother Easton.
She's just such a know-it-all.
That's what it is. That it's the righteousness that's
the
driving
righteousness.
Nina.
It's like, girl, okay, let's not. We can't do that. We can't.
We did that last time. Nope.
We did that last time.
Wrong podcast. Time. Get out of here.
Okay. Okay. Miami. Lisa tries to come to Larsa's defense and be like, I talked to her after that conversation with Gertie, and Larsa was really upset. And Gertie just comes in so hot because Lisa goes, Larsa was in tears. And Gertie goes, aw, poor Larsa. And Larsa goes, no, you're mean. You're very mean. That is so rich coming from Larsa. Larsa, you are the meanest person ever.
I was like, does Lisa hear herself when she talks? Like, she was in tears. Like, I'm supposed to comfort Larsa for doing the thing. You can't just, first of all, she starts off like, I told Larsa that wasn't okay. But then she was in tears. Like, yeah, she should be in tears because what she did was not okay. Like, I'm not going to comfort her. She should feel bad and stay feeling bad until she does better. And she never does.
And also, sometimes, like, you're going to feel bad because you did something wrong. So her being in tears, it's not like she was crying. It's like, yeah, I bet she was. So
yeah, like I hope she was, because what she did was really bad. I
hope she was crying. She better have been crying.
She told every single person on the planet about Gertie's cancer. Like, that's pretty fucking bad.
Yes.
That's pretty fucking bad.
And she specifically said, don't tell anyone. And then you lied about that and continued to double down. It's a lot.
And then you want the person that has the cancer that she outed, that she didn't want outed, to feel bad for you?
Yes.
And what planet?
Gertie was not here for Lisa, though. She's like, stand down, soldier. Stand down, mascot.
She was so mad.
Lisa was like, what do I say? I can't say anything to the black woman cancer survivor. I'm like, that's right, Lisa. Just take it.
I know. She didn't. And you could feel her, like, not wanting to. She wanted to. She was like,
yeah, she's like, can't do it. Can't fly here. I've already gotten so much trouble as it is.
Miami honestly makes me happy. Like, they're so funny.
Oh, yeah. Gertie's like, you were in my face screaming about how she was feeling. And then they flash back, and that's exactly Lisa's like, she was trying to say she's upset. It's like, shut the oh, my God. When are you going to be like, Gertie, are you okay? The woman has shaved her head at that point. Like, come on.
Right. It's like, it'd be one thing if you were going to, like, do this, if she was going to do the stuff with trying to explain Lars's perspective, but, like, do that way after first acknowledging Gertie's feelings.
Yes.
Like, she's always acknowledging Lars's feelings first, and it's like, let's take care of Gertie first, and then when Gertie's taken care of, can you be like, I know she's comes off this way, but I think this is what she meant.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we can revisit after.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I still would not.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
Alexia starts to chime in, and she's like, she asked Larsa, like, why didn't you pull her to the side to have a conversation one-on-one? And they cut to Marcus in the back, and he's like, oh, now Alexia speaks up. And then he goes, I wish I could be on that couch so bad. I bet you do.
I don't understand him. Like,
Okay, wait. I forgot. I'm going to say what I said. Okay, so I was watching The Last Dance in the background during the week, and I just text Pia. I was like, you know, I didn't watch it the first time with the thought of like Marcus in my head, but watching it now, he is the greatest of all time. Michael Jordan. He is truly, he's not just a good player. He's dedicated. He is hardworking. He is like another level.
Yeah.
He must be so disappointed in Marcus as his son.
I still said to this day.
I don't care. I'm sorry. There's no way he's not disappointed in his son.
Oh, I 100% believe.
Right?
I feel like this Larsa stuff was just the last thing for him. He was just like, I am so done.
And then
so
you
done.
Date Larsa Pippen.
And he's like, and I bet he was like, that's not even an impressive person to date. Like,
all
I think that's what he's also probably like, really? I set you up, son, to be able to date anybody in this fucking world, and you pick
a second string wife.
Like, that's gross.
Gross.
A Kardashian wannabe? You could have dated a Kardashian.
Yeah, you could have dated a Kardashian, but no.
Why? You could have dated Kim. She is, like, if he should have really went for it. Maybe he'll do that.
I was going to say, wait, then they break up and then he goes for Kim.
I think he should do that because I think that I just would like.
That is the only way I would support him.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
That would actually be great. Can we make that happen?
I know she's technically unavailable right now, but Kim.
That changes quick.
Yeah, that's a season.
That's a, yeah. Who is she with now? I haven't paid attention.
She's with, I think it's a football player. I think she went back to football.
Oh, okay.
Remember when she was in her Reggie era?
Oh, yeah.
And then
Reggie
married someone that looked like Kim. And now they have, and he has kids with that woman, and their kids look like Kim's kids. It's really odd.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's this is the plan. The next time they break up, I hope that he goes for Kim, just to be messy.
I would love that. That's fun mess.
Fun mess, yeah.
And then they bring it up in Miami and be like, see, now, Larsa, let's give it another example. See how that would make you feel? Like, you're now Scotty. Does that make sense? Because Kim, and then you were his second. And do you see the correlation now? Does that make sense to you?
that's the only like sports analysis or sports equivalent that we can make for Larsa. Remember when you were on Kim's team? Remember
yes. That?
Not anymore, right? Well,
yeah.
How does it feel?
Last Dance, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Doesn't feel so good, does it?
Doesn't. No.
Bitch. Andy asked if Larsa thinks that Gertie was using cancer to garner sympathy. And Larsa goes, I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm like, what tone are you about to use? I would never in a million years think anyone would think that I would take that information and go do something bad with it. What? That's not an answer to the question. And also, what was that sentence? You said what?
She absolutely wants to say, yes, I think you weaponized your cancer.
Because we've discussed this already. She was losing her fight with Gertie, or she was in the fight with Gertie and it was going back and forth. And then Gertie finally is like, I have cancer. And she's like, well, I can't come back to that. So,
yeah. She was so mad because it was the ultimate, like, you cannot, there's nothing you can say at that point. The conversation over, like, and she didn't want the conversation to be over is the thing. And she's still having that conversation in her head. And she's pissed.
She's like, if Gertie hadn't used that cancer line, I would have won that battle. Like, she's going, she wants to like do it again because you're right. She's like been living it over and over in her head. Like, I was so close to winning. Fuck her.
She's pissed. I think she does play that conversation over and over.
She's like, if she hadn't said that, then I would have said this instead. And then I would have been like, boom, I win.
I just liked her malfunctioning when Gertie said it too. She was just like, how do I get, like, she was short circuiting for sure.
Yeah, no, she did. She was like, how was I supposed to know? What?
What?
She's like, I wasn't prepared for that answer. God damn it.
Addy. Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustratingly low libido? Our sex drives can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy, or flibanserin, is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and you want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today, or go to addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching, or trouble breathing. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addy today or go to addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Okay. Then there's like a lot. I really didn't take huge notes on this because a lot of it was like a fight and then they make up. A fight, yeah, and then they make up. And so, which is solid. We like that.
Yeah.
Kiki has a man. She's so into her man. I hope we get to meet him next season. Andy goes, on that note, did your family ever take you back to Kiki? And I was like, wait, how is talking about her man and then bringing up the trauma of like her family kicking her out as a teenager? On that note, did your family ever take you back after kicking you out and telling you to leave?
It's like not the best transition, Andy.
Jesus Christ.
It's like so abrupt. I was like walking around when it happened and I was like,
I know, I had to rewind it. I'm like, is that what he means?
What?
Oh, God. Did they ever take you back after abandoning you? No, that sucks.
Yeah, no, listening to that whole story was so
God,
sad.
God, dude. She explains it. So her stepmom was the one who told she's out of the house, told the siblings not to talk to her. But for Kiki, her dad left her mom, came here, didn't ever break up with her. To this day, has never officially like said, it's over, I have a new wife. Her mom was pregnant. She moved in with her aunt when she moved out here, and she was working at Burger King while in high school, but she stayed responsible to her mom the whole time. And then eventually she's moved her mom here in 2012, and she's been taking care of her mom ever since. So Kiki has got a life we need to know all about.
Yeah. I mean, where is she from? Haiti?
Haiti.
Haiti, yes. Because, like, you know, my family's from Jamaica, and that is such, like a Caribbean or foreign person type of situation where you're, like, you kind of have to, like, be the person to take care of the parents. You send them, and then send money to them, and then you bring them over when you can afford it. And I feel like that kind of story, like, I would love to see that on the show. Like, we've said that she needs her own thing. She's so interesting.
Yeah. And hearing her, she's like, I live in a 2-bedroom. I share a bed with my kids. I don't throw birthday parties for my kids because I don't have that opportunity. And she starts to cry. And she's like, I never feel like financially, the money I'm saving for my kids, I don't want to throw it away. I mean, Julia, I get this. She's like, Kiki reminds me of when I was younger because they're both immigrant women, single parents. So yeah, we definitely need more of that. Kiki, I believe she said she has a 5-year-old and an 18-year-old.
But I didn't realize she had a 5.
I think I could have sworn she said they turned 5.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I think we need to give her a damn mojito.
Yes, and it also baffles me because then we learned, I think in the finale or maybe one of the last 2 episodes of Miami, that Lisa's mom is an immigrant. She's from Jamaica, and then they live in Canada. And that's what's so weird to me. I wish Andy actually had talked about that because, like, when she was saying the stuff about the dogs and all that stuff, it's like, how did you, like, did you talk to your mom about that and how, like, anything? Did you learn from that? Like, I would have liked that to know that because what was her mom's take on that?
Mm-hmm. Imagine how painful it was for her family to be treated by Lenny's family so terribly.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is who you're marrying? This fucking family? God.
Disrespectful.
How do we feel? I personally wasn't even shocked by this. Larsa gives her daughter $2,500 a month. I just wasn't surprised.
I'm actually surprised it's not more.
Me too.
Is that weird? I thought that was a pretty low number.
Like, of course she's going to raise a spoiled kid. You know?
Was that a week or a month?
A month.
Am I delusional? But I feel like that's really low for a child in LA of that stature.
Of wealth and opulence.
It
didn't even faze me. I was like, well, what else was she going to do? Like, her kid, like, they're spoiled, obviously. Yeah. So I wasn't even surprised.
I wasn't shocked by that.
I was like, yeah, whatever. They go on break, but Larsa tries to keep it going with Gertie. So they're kind of going back and forth. But then Marcus comes out and he just like hugs Larsa and they start like kissing. It's just weird.
Yes,
just weird.
I'm only redemption for him is doing our plan.
I joked that I want to try to get Michael Jordan on the pod because I feel like we just will be like, you can tell us, Michael.
I know, even that would
be so great. Even before Larsa and him dating Larsa, you've been disappointed in him, right? Because, like, what does he do? He's an entrepreneur or some shit?
Like, sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
Are you just constantly embarrassed by him?
Like, I need
honestly,
to
guys,
look it
watch
up.
Watch the Last Dance if you haven't, because it's a great docuseries, but like it really shows, like then you really understand who Michael Jordan is, and why this matters, why it fucking matters.
And it's like I know he has an opinion on it.
He has to,
because one, he's given it to us. Although he was just joking. No,
girl.
He meant that.
He absolutely meant that.
Michael Jordan
is a brutally honest person. Like there's all these interviews that he's done that they show even in the docuseries, but like he was kind of notorious for being like too honest.
And a little bit of a bully. Like the people that would play with him, like he does not mince words.
No.
Like that he meant that shit.
Uh-huh. So he definitely, why would he joke like that?
Do you think that the most intentional basketball player would just flippantly say that? No, he meant that, and he was sending a message.
He's like, I am tired of being asked this. My point blank answer is no. I don't like it.
And also, I just feel like he won't even, like, I feel like he wouldn't necessarily go out of his way to do that. But if someone's going to ask him that, he is not going to leave room for interpretation that he ever would think that that's something that he would agree with. Not on his reputation. You're not about to crumble this house. No. 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 Would you like me to, like,
no.
Say in the microphone, clear? No.
No. He's so not happy about it. Now they have a podcast. Like his son has to like tell people like they have a podcast.
I don't want to like, okay, the more I think about it, the more it is really, okay, because like obviously we're doing a podcast right now. Podcasting is great. It is legitimate work.
But
we're doing the Lord's work. But
my parents are Michael Jordan. So
hey, Michael, what's your son? He has, you know,
because you know that
podcast.
They like check in, like parents check in, right? So like, what's Marcus up to?
He's got a podcast with his girlfriend, Larsa's ex-wife.
Yeah, what do they talk about? I don't know, their relationship or something.
Possibly having kids.
Uh huh.
Next question. That's it.
So, yep. Sorry, I could drag Marcus Jordan all podcast.
He's acting like a little bitch.
That's so why Michael Jordan should come on this. It's like, do you just want to talk shit about your son? Because it's all we want to do too. You know he's got that friend that he just talks all this shit about his son too.
Yes. Who do you think it is? I think it's, why do I forget his name? Oh gosh. He's a correspondent.
Was one of the players?
Yeah, he's a correspondent, and he's also known for
I know who you're talking about. One of the correspondents. I know exactly. I can see it.
He doesn't give a fuck. He just says whatever he wants, and I think it's him. God, I can't remember his name right now. It's pissing me off.
Yeah, no, I yeah.
Yep.
He's got some.
He was in Space Jam too. As
he
well.
Just constantly
also in Space Jam.
Oh my God, the Space Jam when they set up with like the pickup games and shit. I love that
I know.
Part.
I love Space Jam. I refuse to
love
watch
Space Jam.
I do. I refuse I to watch the new Space Jam. That. It looks like crap.
I will never. I refuse to acknowledge it. Okay. Julia and Alexia's friendship, blah, blah, blah. Adriana goes off per usual and says it was a PR stunt, which we kind of felt like that because Alexia did get in a lot of hot water for shit she had said the season before, specifically about Julia. And then it ended up being that, like, then Julia came to the last season's reunion and Martina had just been diagnosed with two cancers.
Shit.
And so Alexia can't be like the person who's fighting with the lesbian whose lesbian wife has two cancers. So it did feel like the right move from a PR standpoint.
Honestly, I'm not like, what else? But what are you going to do at that point? You have to do
exactly,
that.
Exactly. You have to.
And it's like, it's kind of like what we're wanting Larsa to do. Cause like, would I believe it? No, but you need to still do it.
No, you're so right. That's exactly what we're trying to get Larsa to do, but it's too late. She never will.
Too late to apologize.
She kind of does do it at the end. It was out of nowhere and very confusing.
Yeah, I feel like she was like, someone told her, like, you have to say it at some point. And she was running out of time.
One thing. She's like, I will only do it at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. They do a segment on Larsa, how she pushes her products all the time. And she's like, I offer you gifts if you want my tequila, if you want my Larsa Marie jewelry. I offer those as gifts. Like, even in your answer, you said it. Like, you hawked your products even in you saying you just want to give us gifts.
She's shameless. She's shameless. That's why her OnlyFans is fanning.
Right? I know, you can't. The amount of times I think of an OnlyFans, I'm just like, I can't.
I mean,
the gondola. Oh, go ahead, Pia.
No, I was just going to say, like, yeah, like, it's a skill set. It's a skill set.
You have to be willing to accept a lot of people being like, you're doing what?
I know, that's the only thing.
I don't have that in me.
Me neither.
I don't even know who I'm scared to answer to. I don't even, but I'm still, it's like, no. Yeah.
And I'm also too lazy. I would be like, are we still doing this? Like, what do you want?
who?
What?
Talking to me? The gondola ride from hell. Lisa says she regrets feeding the dogs, but I had just signed the most important document in my life that day. It was like, that has literally nothing to do with you feeding the dogs.
No.
I need you to say, I did not realize how I have these biases about certain people. And that was unconscious and something I got to learn. Nope.
Yeah. Cause it's like what you said. So what you said had nothing to do with like signing the papers. Cause like that's just your belief system. Like you're like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
You thought you were doing a good thing. So I need you to admit that like, wow, I'm going to, nope, too late. Kiki has asked her thoughts on it. And she goes, the thing is, Lisa, I just feel like you look down. The whole dog thing, everyone said stop. You didn't say anything. But the minute I said, Lisa, that was not nice, you felt the need to say, shut the fuck up. Why do you always feel like you can scream at me? Boom. Answer it, Lisa. Answer it.
Why?
Boom.
Why, bitch? Because it's true. That's exactly what happened.
And then also the whole thing, like the assault thing, because she threw she was just escalating at Lisa, like the way that she was, her word choice.
Yeah, you assaulted me. Ooh, take it back. Kiki says she acts very entitled and like she doesn't remember where she comes from.
Boom.
We all agree with that because finding out that her mom was from Jamaica, we were like, oh.
I was so shocked. I was like, no way.
Like, did we hear that right?
No way. I was like, that's like, no. I was so incredibly shocked.
Yes. Kiki says that she talks down to her and you treat me like I don't fucking belong. And you're going to respect me. I love when she said that.
Mm-hmm.
Gertie is really inserting herself into this, but I do love it because it is important for Kiki to feel like she has support. And also mm-hmm. Gertie's the other black woman in the group. And she's like, well, you're not in this by yourself. Don't worry. Gertie brings up Lisa going, she's going to fight me. Oh, she's going to fight me like over and over again. And how all the joking she was doing even after they'd made up. Lisa's like, well, that's my sense of humor. I'm quirky. I hate when people identify themselves as like, I'm quirky, I'm such a dork. I hate when women do that. Especially like, it's always like hot influencery women that do that.
Yeah, if you have to tell me you're a quirky, you most definitely are not. Quirky.
I don't like when people describe themselves as such. Other people can say she's quirky.
Right.
But yeah, not, that's, I'm quirky. That's not something, I don't like people defining themselves as quirky.
Yeah, it's, no. It's, that means you're performative quirky. Yes. That, I don't think I've seen
her you're be not quirky.
Even performative
you're
quirky.
You're really not quirky. Like, that's so not accurate. Like, you do you not just, have a sense of self.
She just, like, came up with that in the moment.
Yes.
I was literally trying to go through the season, like, to find one moment of quirkiness. And it, the only, none yes. could come to mind.
Yes.
Tone deaf.
Accurate. Andy, thank God, he goes, it's a microaggression. Okay. I'm like, oh, good. Look at you learning, listening and learning. He's like, yeah, for you to call her like, oh, she's going to fight me. It's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Did you get that, Lisa? Jesus.
God, I feel like there's just been so much like each franchise is having their Dorit. And it's too much for me.
Did you see Trishelle on Watch What Happens
Live? I was going to bring that up. I almost did when I was trying to wait for Beverly Hills, but
yeah,
I
Trishelle
just watched
saying,
it.
Because like Lisa could also, so Trishelle, I didn't like a lot of what Trishelle had to say, but finding out that she is going to be going to, I didn't even know they had these, an unconscious biased coach or something to like educate herself. And she suggested Dorit do the same, but she wasn't even doing it from a shady place.
No, I know. It was so genuine. I was actually shook. Because I hate Trishelle. I hate I always
same.
Hated Trishelle.
I hated her makeup. Vegas. I hated everything about everything on that, except for when she said that part. And I was like, well.
Because like, I know, because you watch, I know we both are MTV heads. Like we watch the Real World, The Challenge, all of them.
Yep.
So we're
it.
Very familiar with Trishelle, and mm-hmm. she's always been like microaggressive, always with Anissa, with Coral on the season. Like she just always has been. So when she was, I peeped it immediately on Traitors. I was like, she's doing it. She doesn't even know she's doing it. Every time she keeps like targeting the black people, even though I know Phaedra did end up being a traitor, spoiler. But like, it's just, her the content of why she thought it was like not there, and it was annoying to me.
Yep.
She kept on talking about this book of filled with nothing.
Yep. So I feel like Lisa, Dorit, and Trishelle should all go to the same coach.
But I was so shocked that she actually was like took the feedback and was like, I think I do. Like I was like, what?
Shocked. Genuinely shocked. But this is what we want from people like Alisa, like a Dorit. It's like, yeah, see, like clearly, and the other thing too is it would really free you up from scrutiny if you could say, shit, I guess I do have some unconscious biases. Because then people would go, yeah, you don't realize you do, but you do. And then if you want to go fix it, cool. But instead the denial of it and the this is what I meant of it.
Yes.
That's what ruins it.
Right. I don't think I've ever heard anybody actually genuinely without being canceled. Like Stassi did it, but she was forced into it. Right.
Yeah. And then her interview when she came back was from top to bottom, one of the worst
hot mess.
Worst comeback interviews ever. It actually made things worse.
Yeah. Hot mess.
Yeah.
Hot mess.
Her makeup was horrible. Her hair was horrible. And she was not ready.
She was not ready. She was saying everything wrong. She's like, now I know. I understand. I was like, no, it's been 1 week. You couldn't have. Just say I'm learning still.
It was so bad. It was so bad. So bad.
Train wreck. I should rewatch that.
I should too, actually. Let's rewatch it.
Yeah, because I've lately been missing her. And I'm like, I need to remind myself of the... I went on a campaign when that happened.
She has learned to shut up. So she just stays out of it. She's like, no, I'm not doing that show because I know I can't. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth.
And
she does have a podcast.
And she's smart. Well, she's behind. It's behind a paywall, though.
Oh, is it only? I thought she still had a regular feed. Is it only Patreon?
I thought it was only behind a paywall. Because I
you might be right. I never listen.
I
don't listen to any podcast.
I only have like my handfuls that I listen to because I only like to listen to.
Like I would listen to it if she had a good guest on or something. Like if it was related to research.
Mm-hmm. But the season is making me want her back because I just know that Stassi would just end everything that's happening in this season with the first episode.
Yeah, because Sheena is somehow. Wait, stop. I'm stopping.
I was about to. We'll have that conversation offline because I think we're due for that. Sorry, guys. You don't get to hear this.
Exactly. Like, this is okay. Anyway, Andy asks Lisa about saying, I can't fix your childhood traumas. And Lisa goes, my delivery was terrible. And Andy goes, your delivery or the statement? It's like, okay, Andy's not here for it. Andy loves Kiki. You can tell he really likes Kiki.
Yeah. I love when Andy likes the right people. I hate when he likes the wrong people.
I hate when he likes the wrong people. And I love when he, exactly. Yes, yeah. that to a T. Lisa's like, I just didn't know those things about her. Just like you don't know things about me. Bad things, crazy things that would blow your mind. And I'm like, okay, yes, I would like you to go further into that then.
Yeah, and it can't have to do with the money or the divorce.
I mean, I think she meant her childhood.
Okay, great.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Andy asks, like, he always does this, right? Like, so how do we move forward? He asks, that's like always the prompt question.
Yeah.
Kiki is, of course, with her big old heart. She's like, we might not be perfect, but I'm here for you, Lisa. Like, girl, you're the
best. We love a Kiki.
God. And Andy goes, and Lisa, you will also apologize for being insensitive to her background and culture. Like he had to prompt her. She was just because Lisa just like took in the thank or the it was kind of an apology from Kiki. She just like took it in and was like, thank you. And Andy's like, all right, let me help you here, because if you don't do this, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I would love to get to know you better.
Gosh. She's like, absolutely.
Okay. Andy's like, okay, all right, we're moving on. I can't help this woman.
I mean, I think Lenny is a terrible person, but just the way that she communicates and does not really listen to people, I could see why a marriage would disintegrate.
I didn't see that coming. I didn't see you going that direction for some reason. I don't know why that was so savage. Why would disintegrate? That was so savage. Okay, during the farewells, that's where Larsa whispers. She's like, Alexia should apologize for calling us all liars. And it turns into like a whole thing where it goes back and forth. And Nicole goes, this is the farewell, guys. We're trying to fucking end this
I started cackling when she said that, too, because it's like, it's so Miami to like ramp up all over again. Like, Andy's clearly trying to end it. Can you try to land the plane? And they're like, and another thing.
He's like, kill me. Somehow, though, Larsa ends up saying, I need to give Gertie a hug. And she's like, oh, okay. And then they hug, and it's just crazy. But then it ends with a performance. So it starts with the opera guy, like the real opera guy that's singing with Julia, and he starts. Then he goes over, and Julia gets up, and she's singing. But it sounds amazing. Like, when she's singing, I'm like, well, why does it sound good now? Then it becomes this fucking house remix of Ave Maria where they're all dancing. It was so unhinged but so incredible.
Wait, did you peep Adriana's face? Like, she was like, they didn't ask me to sing, like, I'm clearly the singer. I could feel her, like, when she was looking, she was like, okay, all right, well, I could have gotten what's his name, that's her producer,
Iglesias.
He's like, I could have made a call.
She's like, but that's cool. Yeah, they can do it. They can do it because they're such singers.
And Marisol was just like, what is happening? Like, she was the last stand.
She was pissed. She was so pissed at Alexia. Sorry, I keep having to return my volume up. I got to figure out what's wrong with my audacity. She was mad at Alexia because when Alexia was going around saying who's a liar and who's not.
Oh, yes.
She was like, Marisol, she says something. She forgets. That's what she said. She forgets. And Marisol was like, how could you? That was fucked up. That was really fucked up.
She was mad.
Alexia's like, I'm sorry. Maybe you don't remember. Alexia wasn't even sorry. I'm sorry, but that's how it is. I'm sorry.
I actually appreciate that, though, because that's like, you know, where we're about to go into Beverly Hills, like, they'll just blindly just act like we're stupid and like make excuses for their BFFs or whoever they're aligned with that season. And I like that the Miami people, you just never know. And I love it. I love it.
Because, like, they really can fight and make up because they are actually friends.
Yeah.
And this is something you can't fake. They've been friends this whole time, like when they filmed the show, the original time, and then this whole time until the reboot. So they've been friends.
Right.
And you can't fake that, you know? So now on Beverly Hills, all these like manufactured friendships are only a result of the show. So.
Right.
If they fight, they're like, sorry. You know what I mean? It's all alliances.
I truly think that the Bravo producers should, across the Real Housewives franchise, really sit down and rebrand each franchise and try to get back to basics, because all of them started out with real groups of friends, all of them. And that's when they were in their prime. Like, we were loving it. And I think we need to go back to that. Like, you know, we bought Portia back at Atlanta. Like, let's bring all of, like, the people who were like, really friends, Nene, all of them, like, bring them back. Like, I'm tired of I'm tired of watching women not really want to be in a room together.
I mean, Nene was a really rough example to give because that's, like, that's a little different.
I know that.
I don't
that's
know if we, I was going to I thought you were going to say, like, we could, like, with Beverly Hills, I would even be down to do a complete reboot.
Like, no, like brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Savage.
Yeah, I'm actually I wasn't impressed with any of them at all. Not Sutton, not Garcelle. I was not impressed with any of them. And we know how I feel about the other side of the couch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
They can't carry the show by themselves, those two.
I'm not mad at that. I guess I'm like, I don't know if I have like the energy to like. We did it with Roni, and I'm like, I guess it was okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I just think that it's run its. I think that this cast, like Kyle, bye, you got to go. I don't want to see Erica again. I don't just want to see any. I don't need to see any of these stories in this housewife capacity anymore.
I agree. I would absolutely be open to that. That's how I even feel about Vanderpump Rules too.
I'm getting to that point. I mean, just cancel Vanderpump. Like they don't recast Vanderpump.
Well, I mean, or like we don't like go back to the restaurant. That's really what the whole show was about. Like there are people that work there. That restaurant is functioning.
The only reason I'm going to argue with that is because we can't make that type of magic anymore.
True.
Like look at what they try to do with Southern Hospitality. For the record, I have tried to watch that show. I even tried to watch that finale because that chick went all crazy and everyone was talking about it. I don't like any of the cast.
Yeah.
Like the people. I'm like, I was starting to get like that feeling that we sometimes get when you watch a show, you get frustrated because like that's kind of the weird feeling that you get all the time when you watch a reality show.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't want to be dealing with these people. I don't like any of them because they got manufactured to do the show together and know exactly how much fame they can get from the shows now.
That's the rough part about it. Like, I feel like we're in that era where it's like really hard to have a reality show like the ones on Bravo because you get so famous so quickly and it ruins it a little bit.
Yeah, like no one's going to be just casually working at Sur and being like, yeah, I just want to like talk about my friends and be here with my friends. Like, no, they're coming on to be famous, which so did the Vanderpump cast. But that was back then. It's like a magic we can't recreate.
And you didn't get brand deals like they didn't. I wouldn't say until like season 5 or 6 where they started to be able to like legitimately not have to work there.
Exactly. And in this case, you do one season, you're already like an influencer.
Yeah, because then you can go on Traders, you can go on Special Forces, The Masked Singer. Like, you just have so much more opportunity just if you do one really good season of a reality show.
Yeah, like the only like networks that could do like a show about people working in a restaurant and have it become somewhat authentic would be like TLC.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be glamorous at all. What's that show where like what's his name goes to the restaurants and like yells at
Bar
them?
Rescue.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, so I think it's like we have to recreate the concept of it.
Yeah,
because I don't know. I it's also pretty clear they're going to try to make the Valley the new Vanderpump, because you're going to see Sheena, Lala, Schwartz on the Valley.
You think that they're trying to transition them over there?
It feels like it. It feels like that's like...
I honestly think that they should just do that, because it's what they were originally going to do until the whole...
I want to get rid of... I'm done with Lisa. I don't want Lisa's influence on anything anymore.
It's annoying. It doesn't make any sense. It's intrusive. She's outdated. She makes no sense.
She makes no sense. And it's like they're all... She's so clearly producing from a producer angle, not from like a genuine connection. So these scenes like just keep pulling me out.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, let them interact naturally. Stop having these scenes where they check in with Lisa and let Lisa like brainwash them further.
I know. It's so weird.
It's annoying.
It's very...
When I started podcasting, the last thing I thought I would be putting to use was the Shopify knowledge I gathered when I was trying to be a dropshipper. But Shopify is your no excuses business partner. You can sell without needing to code or design, and you can still show up exactly how you want to. You can customize your online store. There's all these flexible, gorgeous templates. A lot of powerful tools all built in. This program actually whips up content for you, like blog posts, product descriptions. That's huge. You can generate instant, frequently asked question answers, pick the perfect email send time. Plus, it's free Shopify magic for every Shopify seller. It also makes marketing simple. Shopify removes the guesswork with built-in tools that help you create, execute, and analyze your online marketing campaigns. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. With our merch store for She Speaks Bravo, we were able to make it look exactly the way I wanted it to look. I didn't want it to look like your typical merch store, so we were able to customize the colors, play with the template, and Shopify kind of prompts you for all the things you didn't even think of. You know, you're like, oh yeah, discount code to sign up for emails, something like that. And Shopify has the best customer service. When I was trying to set up my online store a couple years ago, I asked them seemingly stupid questions. They were so nice. They were always very helpful. And that's vital when you're overwhelmed, you know? And I don't know if you realize, but Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, millions of other entrepreneurs of every size from across 175 countries. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/she speaks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/she speaks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/she speaks.
Okay, let's do BH.
I just love this whole setup so much.
It's Can you nice. See Penny at all?
Barely. She looks like the comforter.
I know, right? She looks just like the little... She's being so cute. She's like giving herself a little bath. Aww. Wish you could see it.
I can see it, kind of.
Oh, you can see it, kind of. Oh, she just meowed.
Aw, look at her little head.
I swear. I could just watch animals sleep, do nothing for hours.
I know. Penn is sleeping right now. He's so cute.
I mean, they're the cutest.
He looks so precious.
Oh, I know. They're such little angels.
I wish I could show you, but if I move, he'll get up.
I know. Animals sleeping. There's nothing more peaceful. Okay. Beverly Hills. Kyle and Sutton go through their stuff a little more, but then they like hug it out. So I'm like, okay, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
Okay. So then Kathy comes out. They play the package, the Kathy package. They talk about how people are afraid of Kathy. Then Sutton, literally, it's almost like, do you think people are afraid of you, Kathy? And then Sutton goes,
Okay. It was wild. I feel bad because I definitely laughed because it was one of those like...
She just looks like a cartoon.
Do you think it was real?
Look, I think she had anxiety But they did, you know, I'm not touching this one with a 10-foot pole. She had a medical emergency. People are going to be very upset if I don't acknowledge that and talk about how scary that was. Because
I think it was real.
Because I think it was a panic attack.
I do too. I honestly think it was real. And that actually was interesting because I was like, I finally saw what really Kathy can do to a person.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought she was having anxiety and like it was getting worse and worse and worse. And then like Kathy came out and it just got worse and worse. And I know that anxiety, like people were saying that blood pressure doesn't raise that high if you have an anxiety attack, but like people pass out from anxiety attacks. People go to the hospital for panic attack. Like it felt very connected. She also said she was getting vertigo, which I could see because they were watching her, like she was having a hard time like seeing where she was going.
Yeah, she looked like, before watching it and kept seeing the teaser of it, I was like, is this real? And then when I saw the moment before it happened, like her eyes looked a little like glazed. Yeah. I was like, oh shit.
She hasn't told us exactly what happened. I think she got to the ER and they probably did like, ran a check of her vitals and they're like, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It was nighttime too. They had been there all day. So she could have also just needed to be hydrated.
Yep. All that stuff under all the lights and things. She was shaking. It was all that. But Kathy, as they take Sutton out of there, was like, I was going after her next.
Yeah. But I wanted to know like why.
I'm like, can we get into, well, it's because I'm just confused. Why does no one remember what Sutton said in the season?
Well, I know what she said, but I felt like Kyle made her say that, though. I felt like, you know what I mean? Like,
You think she's going to care about that? It's Kathy Hilton.
That's true.
Like, as soon as Sutton started saying it, I was like, ooh. It's good. And also, even Sutton saying in her confession, like, the way she was doing shit with Kyle was going to piss off. Like, you already lost one sister. Do you want to lose another?
Yeah. No, like, I remembered all that. Like, yes. Yes. Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah, because she's like, Kathy's pretty savage. And like, if Kathy's calling you to talk shit to you about what you did, that better go to the fucking grave. But then when Sutton's like, I'll tell you what Kathy said. And then she tells the story, is like, oh, she's going to kill her.
Yeah, I feel like Kathy is the type of person, like, you're right, like, yes, Kyle pushed her to say it, but Kathy is not going to care. She's going to be like, die on that sword.
Yeah, you just say, I'll talk about it offline. You just don't.
Yeah.
Kathy expects you to be able to go through, like, interrogation.
Yes, that is actually a great way to put it. So, does it matter what Kyle was doing to you? You needed to keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
and that I mean, was the ultimate betrayal.
This is not a good thing by any means, but like that's Kathy's definitely like, okay. Like she expects like the CIA should be able to interrogate you and you should be able to get through it.
But what's interesting to me is obviously they do it in a flashback and show Erica calling Kathy out at the reunion. And Kathy seems to just be so okay with Erica doing that. Why?
Right? Also, it's so funny to think, so back to the Erica Kathy stuff, they play the clip from last season of Erica saying, you called the DJ a fucking F word. To hear that on the Peacock version, not censored, was crazy. I don't think I've heard that word uncensored, the F word uncensored, ever in my life on television. So that was crazy to see.
Yeah.
Like truly nuts.
That made me think she did say it. And she was just like, I will not be mad at you, Erica, if you never bring it up again. Because I was like, that's the only, because like you're mad at Sutton for like saying that, but you're not like still giving that energy. I don't know.
I still don't understand exactly why Kathy was there.
Yeah. And she was there usually they bring them out. And then they go away. She was there until the rest, like she was on the whole season.
Yeah.
And it was weird.
And she wasn't at all. She was just sitting next to Kyle. So it was like, I don't know whose idea it was. It was sweet because clearly she was like, I want to either be there for Kyle, or Kyle asked if she would be there for her or something. So it was nice to have Kathy there next to Kyle, especially too, because Kathy doesn't actually really know Kyle as well as
she would, you know, you would think. So yeah. She would throw things out there like, I think the last 3 years you guys have not been good. And Kyle would be like, that's not accurate. That's not accurate at all.
It was funny whenever Kyle would have to like low key correct her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This was cute too. Kathy's like, we don't fight a lot, Kyle. How, like, she holds up her fingers behind her hand. She's like, how many big fights like that have we gotten into? And Kyle thinks about it. She's like, maybe three. And then she holds it. She's like, what did I say? Three. It's like, yes, but you didn't talk for years, Kathy. Like, you may not have yelled and screamed before, but you didn't talk to her for so many years. So that kind of counts as like 70.
I guess I just have no faith in people. And I was like, Kathy absolutely hasn't had talking points with Kyle before they came out. And I feel like she's like,
what's the number we went over?
Yes. I swear to God. She was like, we got to like let them know that it's not as big of a deal. So let's just say, at some point I'm going to be like, and then you're going to say three.
Like, I'm going to say, I'm holding up my fingers. I'm not going to say how many. And it's going to be three. Okay.
I swear to God. Rehearsed, staged.
Andy brings up Mauricio's start. I was surprised he said all this. He's like, so Mauricio starting the agency caused a huge issue with you and Rick and Kathy's like, yes. When he left on a Thursday, or he called on a Thursday and left on a Friday. And Rick said, the door is always open for you. Just don't poach on my staff or agents. Kyle shuts this shit down, and I know why she shut it down. It's going to be on his fucking show. That's why. Because there's been I was about to post it, but I forgot and was like, oh, forget it. There's a clip, like a preview from Buying Beverly Hills. There's no crazy, like, tea in it or anything. It's just between Kyle and Mauricio. They're just sitting talking on the bed. And it's more content that we got throughout the entire season of Beverly Hills, and it kind of pisses me off, because I'm like, well, then why did Mauricio agree to do, like, why did you like do this? So you're not going to give us any of your family stuff because that's what he's doing on his show? That's like, that's crazy. That's an insult to us. We've been here the whole time.
That's how Rick felt. He poked Mauricio.
Rick Hilton, we see you.
We see you.
We see you.
We
now,
see each
Rick.
Other.
We see each other because we've been bamboozled.
It's like Mauricio just stays poaching. Like, he stays poaching.
Like, he wouldn't have any conversation on camera for this. And there he is, just all hamming it up for his show.
Yes. Like,
I'm irritated.
Andy needs to send a cease and desist.
Like, Andy actually on his radio show, he said that he's not mad at all about it. Not mad at all.
That's because he's about to take it out on her contract next year.
I was like, are they cutting you in for part of the proceeds on this or something? Like, buying Beverly Hills, are you like a partial investor? I don't know. Because, like,
I need to watch the credits or something.
You should be mad, to be honest. That should piss you off. You've had her on the show for 13 seasons and she intentionally leaves all this up. And then in the reunion here, like, she's still not telling us shit.
Yeah, it's not. And this show's not even on your network. It's on Netflix. Like, it's not like you're not getting any of that. Allegedly.
Sutton ends up going to hospital and Andy grabs their purses and Merce's ashes. He's like, and Merce is here. Why did you say it?
Was she going to spread them on the stage?
Yes. Why is she like, bring them? Bitch, now this bit is too much. We don't need to do. She's lucky she didn't get a chance to bring those things out.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been a backlash. Like, now you're just like, now you're just using it.
You can't just like bring like people's human remains everywhere you go. What?
Exactly.
I feel like that's has a legal thing though. Like, I don't know if you can.
That's amazing. She gets arrested. They get into the process of how Kyle and Kathy came back together. Kathy starts crying. talking about how when Kyle saw her in the salon, she's like, that's my sister, Kathy. Nothing fascinates me more than when Kathy Hilton cries.
Yes.
It's like her whatever work she's had done doesn't allow her to make like a normal cry face.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ends up like kind of having to like her whole entire body has to go, but she physically can't make a normal cry face.
Jesus.
Sorry.
I'm specifically thinking when Paris brings in that baby, yes! that surprise baby on yes. her show.
Yes. I need to watch that scene again. I forgot that I have that whenever I want it. That's so funny to me. Kyle did warn Kathy about the things that were said during the season. So Kathy's like, no, we were cool. She warned me. And she says, I feel, this was actually kind of sweet. She goes, I feel now that Kyle loves me. And I need to feel, and then Kyle fills in, like I need you. And Kathy just goes, I want to be needed. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that shocked me. It seems like Kathy kind of like doesn't want to be bothered, but quite the opposite.
You know, I would initially think that, but then when she was on the show last year, I felt like it seemed like it, I was shocked because it felt like the opposite. It seems like Kathy's one of those kooky people that just like pops up on you and like calls you in the middle of the night and she likes to chat and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And I feel like Kyle's like, I don't like that.
Yeah. Like,
so yeah. I feel like Kyle's like, I don't want to be bothered. And Kathy's like,
Kathy's always going to call and have a little chat. Totally. She's the friend that's going to call you and you're like, oh, this is going to be 50 minutes at
least. Yeah, that's me. I do that.
That is me. I do that.
And I just discovered FaceTime voicemails because I got a new phone and it upgraded it for me. Uh-huh. And when my friends decline me, rude, I then leave chaotic FaceTime videos for them.
So. That's what they get.
Yeah, Emily would get them, but she says she doesn't like FaceTimes.
a cold FaceTime call is like an act of aggression.
Yeah, she hates it.
I'm like, how dare you?
So I just have to leave her a million voice memos.
Voice notes.
Hey, it's me again.
There's this awesome...
Just thoughts.
I love this TikTok creator, Brett Newsome, and he just does like unhinged content. I love him so much. And he has the one, I'll send it to you. And it's like, you know, like when I call my friends and they don't answer because they like don't feel like talking, I don't care. You fucking pick up. Okay, I don't care. I don't care. You just answer the phone. You don't even need to talk. I'm going to talk. You don't even need to say anything. I'm going to send it to you.
I don't need you to talk back. Yeah. I'm just going to talk at you for about 50 minutes. It's just me I need all of my ADD thoughts out.
and then we're done.
Bye. We're done.
Then bye. Andy segues to the Mauricio package. And I'm like, why do you need to make her watch this? They're like, you're going to sit here and watch as we go through the joyous times of your marriage and the worst times.
I know. It was kind of like, sad, though.
We don't really need to make her watch this. My God. Like, like you can play it for us, the audience. Like, you can pipe it in, but she doesn't need to sit there and watch it live.
Especially like, when she's, like, still actively going through it. So, like, they're not sure if they're going to stay together. Like, we don't know one knows anything right now. So, it's kind of like, it was like shock therapy, I felt like Andy was doing to her.
So fucked up. Andy asks if there was an event that stands out. And you see, Kyle mentioned an event on camera in her fucking confessional. So this was the chance to inform us further onto what said event was. But she doesn't. She just gives us some word salad. And she's like, some of the issues they've had, they never went away. And then something happened where I did lose my trust. Andy goes, something that he did. Kyle, you know, I care about my family first. And I did try. And then when I couldn't, it just became more apparent to me. And I guess I couldn't do that anymore. And I finally had a breaking point, but I really thought it would come back. What? So we're not going to get any answer.
No.
Well, then what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah. And I mean, I
I know I've seen some people online being like, well, she doesn't owe us anything. I just strongly disagree with that, just because it's like the whole point of the show is to show your life. So I don't know.
It's not fair that she has demanded have to be open and honest.
Yeah.
To everybody.
Yeah.
We'll keep going because she says some more shit that really pisses me off. Andy brings up the rumors of infidelity throughout the years. And I was impressed that Kyle did admit that, yeah, those actually made me feel insecure, because I'm like, well, I would have liked it if you had talked about that before. That would have been like a nice, honest understanding of what's going on, because you've never mentioned it before.
Yeah. No, she she was always really defensive, actually. Like, that would, like, she would always shut it down.
Yeah. So it's like, so, okay, we could have gotten the content like that. We could have heard some real honesty from you. Like, these rumors do get on, like, they bother me and they make it hard for me. Instead, you stage all these happy scenes where there's nothing wrong.
And, like, also, I think my frustration with Kyle is, like, she doesn't really stay on one side of the fence or the other. She's just straddling it. So she'll, like, tease us with, like, something's going on with me and Mauricio, but then shut it down cold turkey. Like, and then she'll tease us with the Morgan stuff and then shut it down. Like, it's like, either don't talk about it or do stop playing with me.
yes, that's what it is. It's like, oh, she's gonna tell us. Oh, never mind, she's not. She's gonna act like we're being fucked up for even asking.
Yeah,
like the story of the DMs, how she said in Ojai the DMs, she doesn't like fully say it, but she said at first, years ago, he didn't even know what DMs were, so she would go through them and delete and block people. Then he learned about them, and she would ask why he was following different people, and would say, like, it's sending the wrong message. And she's like, if it bothers me, just stop. But he wouldn't stop.
Yeah, like, but why? Why not stop? Like, why do you need to follow this person?
Wouldn't he stop? Exactly.
That's weird.
And I would have loved a chance to drag him for that shit, but you kept it all off the show.
I wish they had invited Mauricio.
Oh yeah, he's like, I'm not showing up.
I know, he definitely would not.
Yeah, although he probably couldn't have because of his show and like a conflict or whatever the hell. Just garbage.
I am obsessed with my cats. I would do anything for my cats. I never thought, though, that I would get used to the litter situation. Because when Pretty Litter came along and sponsored the pod, I was like, how good can litter be? It's litter. It ain't pretty. But ironically, it lives up to the name. It should even be called Magic Litter, if I'm honest. It's not litter. It's crystals. They figured out a way, science, I tell you, they figured a way to make these crystals that absorb all the liquid. And those crystals will change colors and react to your cat's urine that could indicate potential signs of illness. So then you're like, should I take my cat to the vet? Looks like there's a potential sign of illness. That's amazing. But here's the part that I just don't get. It's so lightweight. Pretty Litter is light as a feather. There's no dust. The dust, I was using clumping litter before. The dust was so gross and it was just so heavy and awful. None of that. And Pretty Litter just absorbs odor, absorbs it right up. I used to dread going to change the litter. I would have to close my nose. I would have to breathe through my mouth until I was done. It was such a hassle because it was so heavy. None of that. Pretty Litter, it's light, it's easy. I really think it has changed everything in this household, I tell you. And it ships right to your door in 1 6-pound bag, just one little bag. It's for a whole month. And then you just change the whole thing a month later. It's mind blowing. It's completely different than what your traditional litter would have you do. So I count on Pretty Litter to keep my house smelling fresh and clean. You can too. Go to prettylitter.com/shespeaks to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/shespeaks to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/shespeaks. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, with Dancing with the Stars, Kathy goes, yeah, that's when I knew there was something definitely happening, because Kyle would never let him do that.
I mean, Kathy is a really good friend of, because she just gives us like a little bit of those things that we need. That's what we were missing this season.
those insider things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy, I mean, and also like it's embarrassing. Like he looks ridiculous. That's Andy kind of wanted to say that. Like he looked he's like, it was very out of character for him. In other words, he looked ridiculous. With his big old teeth.
It was weird. Like that whole thing was weird.
It was embarrassing. And then Andy asked, like, how did you feel seeing Mo and Emma holding hands? She's like, but did not feel good. And then like, what about him partying it up in Aspen with women? She's like, not great either. She's like, also, we still live together. So it's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, okay, you can't. I know that you've never come. Well, we'll get to the let's get to the Morgan stuff, actually. The part this to me waged a war. Andy reads a viewer question. Kyle is dancing around the reason for her split. What's the real reason and why won't she just spit it out? And Kyle goes, because it's nobody's fucking business. I'm like, oh, it's on, bitch.
Waging
it's
war.
It's nobody's fucking business? Are you kidding?
I feel like Denise Richards tried to say that a lot.
Yep.
In her season, and y'all did not give a fuck.
So please. Also, then Andy's like, what about you saying to Mauricio, don't kiss me like that, when he like stopped her to kiss her? And this is creepy. She's like, well, at that point we were having problems and he was trying to pretend like we weren't having problems. So I was like, and that grosses me out.
Yeah.
That is like, ew, you know, like you've probably just been fighting earlier that day. And then you're like on camera, like, hey, give me a kiss. Ew.
Yeah.
So you're nasty.
You've been nasty. That's a nasty man.
We didn't know. But now we know.
God, I still have PTSD from what we did last year.
I know. Don't even talk about it. We can't talk about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know either.
I should delete it. I should go back in and remove the evidence. I don't know why I haven't thought of that before.
Oh my gosh.
Never happened.
I am deleting that episode from YouTube. I might delete it from podcast.
You know who's the...
it just cuts out. You know, clip. Nothing.
Clip.
Clip. Clip. All right. So the Morgan of it all. Blah, blah, blah. Who knew that? Who thought they were dating? Crystal's the only one willing to stick up for it and say, I did. They ask about the music video. Her answer is not, it's crazy how off it is.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, and all the rumors started to come out and stuff. I was like, oh no, we wouldn't have done the music video, but we'd already filmed it. Then they cut to a freaking interview of them being like, well, let's give them something to talk about.
Yeah. I gotta say, Kyle, your timeline on this music video has been all over the fucking place.
All over the place.
I can't keep up. Cause I was like, you just did it. Cause I thought she also, I could have swore at some point she said she like did the creative for it. So like I thought Kyle was in on like the decision making of like making it this love story thing. And then all of a sudden, they asked me to do it. And I was what? Like, I swear to God, you were like the creative director for this at one point.
Yeah. No. And now she just showed up one day.
Yeah. Like she was just talent.
She was just like, and like I had no idea. And then they. She talks about how she was like, I've never done an on-screen kiss before. So I was talking to the director like, oh my God, you know, I've never kissed anyone on camera, let alone a woman, let alone ever in my life. And Kyle's like, but if I'm being honest with myself, I was obviously curious in order to say yes. I mean, I know. And then she puts her hand like under her chin, like, huh, like help. And that's when Kathy goes, don't be embarrassed. And Kyle's like, no, I'm not embarrassed. I'm saying I was obviously curious. I said yes for a reason. And you know what? She's hot. What can I say?
What? I don't like Morgan. Can I just say that? I don't like
I've
her.
I don't fuck with that. I'm sorry. What was that answer? And then Andy goes, $1 million question. Is there anything going on between the two of you? Kyle goes, in that way? Yeah. No. Andy, are you a couple? No. Andy, do you have feelings for her? I mean, I love her and she's my friend and I love her. Girl.
She was trying so hard. She was like, how do I like deny this without denying it? Because you are doing probably what we think you're doing. And then Morgan's going to see this and then you're like, yeah. She was careful.
You know, she's talked to Morgan, like, I'm going to have to deny this publicly. I'm not ready to come out about it yet. But like asking, do you have feelings for her? She was like, oh, my girlfriend's going to get mad if I say no.
Right. She was like, that was when Andy was being really good, because I didn't think he was going to push her as much as mm-hmm. he did. And he was just like trying his best to just get a straight answer out of her. And I was here for it, because it was putting her in a corner to like have to either just lie
yep.
and deal with the repercussions of it.
Yep.
Or give us what she did, which we can read in between the lines.
Andy goes, could you see yourself with Morgan? She's like, I don't know.
And
she goes, and by the way, and then she just stops. She goes, I don't know. I'm like, what were you going to say? What were you going to say, Kyle?
And she can't even say no at all, because when that People article comes out,
yep,
that spread in like a week or two,
yep,
she's going to be like looking like a dumbass. So she absolutely can't say no.
Exactly.
Can't wait till that People article comes out.
Exactly that. She's like, I don't want to say a, and he goes, that wasn't a no. And she's like, I'm evolving. I'm changing. I'm clearly going through some evolution on my own.
Why am I like just picturing the spread in people, like what their photos look like?
Oh, me too. I fully see it.
There's like, going to be a hat involved.
There's a hat. They're both going to be in
hats. So many hats. And I feel like Morgan's going to be putting the hat.
Like, there's so many hats. Morgan's just putting a hat on her.
What the hell is her name?
It's just like every single person.
They're going to be like a lot of wife beaters, I feel like. Maybe a guitar.
You said so many hats. You don't even know how many hats.
We're going to be like on a ranch. It's going to be set on a ranch. Some reason there'll be a tractor.
There
will be a tractor there.
And a guitar.
Morgan
will be playing her guitar as well.
And Kyle's going to be like looking up doe-eyed.
Yes, that. Oh my God.
On the tractor.
Oh my God. Then there's final thoughts from everyone, and it was kind of blah, whatever, no big deal, and that's it. That was the end of it.
I wish they had gotten final thoughts from what's her
Sutton
name?
Sutton
Garcelle from the hospital.
I know, like they did, like they like FaceTimed it,
like IV'd
okay, guys. So yeah, that would have been fun. But knowing that they went to the ER and Sutton wasn't no state like of real emergency, they probably waited for like 6 hours before anyone even like took them in. The ER is horrible.
Horrible. You never want to go there.
No. If you're not being taken there in an ambulance, forget it. You walk into an ER and they're like, hey, I need to see someone. They're like, okay, your head is on. You don't have a gunshot wound. Just wait.
I had to take my friend when we lived in New York, because she had like this horrible thing happen. Well, whatever. I'm not gonna tell her medical business, but I was in that ER waiting room for hours, but I knew I would be. So I brought my laptop and some DVDs, because it was the mid-2000s, so you can just watch stuff on your phone.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I was prepared. I had like 3 to 4 DVDs ready to go.
There we go. Yeah, you gotta come prepared like that. Okay. Well, thank you, Miami. Thank you, Beverly Hills. Thank you, Pia, for joining on this.
Oh yeah,
journey.
This is our last one.
It's our last one. Our last one, baby. It feels like it was a shorter season. Maybe just because we got so traumatized from doing the other longer ones. But yeah. Oh, the light went out. Hold on, let me get it.
Oh, no. The battery
life
on
lights are bullshit.
It's the battery life on that thing is, I have it. It's charging right now because I'm going to have to make a video later. And I had to make the choice on these dates, as I usually also use it.
Yep.
And I can't, because then I have to charge it afterwards.
Yep.
And then it takes me longer to make my videos.
So those things, they need to figure out a better battery
but
life.
The thing is, the light is actually really good. It's just like it won't.
Yeah.
It won't stay.
Like it can be fully charged, but you get like an hour.
Hour max.
Hour 15. Like I'm right at hour 20. It lasted that long.
Yeah, so. it's actually super frustrating, because it is such a good light. It's just
good to have
charge
that portable light.
It.
Yeah, bullshit. Anyway, well, We love you all. Thank you all for listening, for tuning in, being on this journey with us. Don't forget to follow Pia on all the platforms. Everything will be linked in the description. And bye.
Bye. Love ya.
Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud 10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free, and it helps the algorithm or something. You can also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Hanks across all platforms, Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.